to me. Melchizedek came in flesh, revealed in the Son of Man. He came as Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. God, who at sundry times spake to us by his word, in the seventh age manifesting himself in his elected bride. After Abram won the victory, Melchizedek gave him bread and wine. When these earthly bodies cease to be, we'll take communion at the wedding supper for the bride to reign, she must suffer. Then on bride, you've been sure. Gentile bride, you're not alone. Only the predestinated are considered redemption. You may think you are, but to you a representation. Redeemed is to bring back to its authentic place. Only the predestinated will be brought back to this state. Under construction, being changed for my heavenly place. After Abram won the victory, Melchizedek gave him bread and wine. When the earthly body cease to be, we'll take communion at the wedding supper for the bride to which she must suffer. In not bride, you've been shown. Oh, Gentile bride, you're not alone. Righteousness is King of Kings, came in flesh, a bride to see. King Theophany Jesus is King of Kings. Do you believe in the Son of Man? It's him we see. Giving bread and wine. When these earthly bodies cease to be, we'll take communion at the wedding supper for the bride to reign, she must suffer. Gentile bride, you've been shown. Faithful bride, sorry. Oh, Gentile bride, you're not alone. Now the question of hand, who is this Melchizedek? Right where you stand or sit, where is your theophany? Choose you this day, where will you go? Are you ever bound? Your theophany, tempted here below. After supper for the bride to reach him I suffer. Fear not, bride, you've been shown. Gentile bride, you're not alone. Amen. We've been shown time and time and time again. Now the corona's come. Let's put our works into action. I like what the pastor said. It's fearful. The whole week, I was so scared. Then I said to my wife, let me go. 2 weeks, actually. Let me go to the all nights. Serious. Yeah, you laugh. But when it's there, and there's people in my workplace that were in Italy. And some, it's scary. It's a scary situation. But you need to know that you know that you know. Because like pastor said, some of us might die of the stuff. Some of us might be examples. So we have to know that we know. Just one all night, after the all night, you feel, brothers, I'm ready to go. You don't fear anything. And you'll hear the prophet will be telling you about sickness, telling you about demons. And you say, Lord, thank you. And you come to church, the Lord confirms it. We're ready to carry on. Amen. Let's sing that song, Holy Word, Holy Words, long preserved for our walk in this day, with this age that we live in.
Long preserved for our Jesus
came to us,
God's own heart, roll up the ancient words in mind, words of life, words of hope.
Again, with our cups, we want more from the Lord. Amen. We want that ancient word.
Amen.
Once more, that has been preserved for us. So, Lord, we want to say thank you for the morning. Oh, yes. He has given us legal powers, a delegated authority. Amen. To exercise over every powers of the enemy. Amen. Yes, we thank the Lord. You know, I was struggling what to actually bring for us all to share. And I'm thankful that I've taken the right, the Holy Ghost led for me to take the right subject. Amen. Because it's in line with what had been preached in the morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads for a moment. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we come back to your presence, Lord, and how, Lord, you bless us, Lord, in the morning. We are with the expectation that, Lord, you bless us this afternoon also. Lord, we thank you that you have given us such powers, authority over every works of the enemy. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, you took the sting of death and laid it upon the cross. Oh, that today we can just tell death, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Oh, they are all swallowed up. Lord, we thank you for this victory, Lord. Lord Jesus, as we come back again, turning to your word, Lord, you are the author of it. We pray that, Lord Jesus, once again, you lift up your word and make it a living bread, Lord, unto us. As we humble ourselves before you now, Lord, take over now. Let the Holy Spirit sweep over the church, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So as we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. We have two short scriptures this afternoon. And the first we shall read from 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 19. And then we shall read John 4, 34. So the first reading is 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and the 19th verses. Let's hear the word of God. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Amen. Our second reading, John 4, 34. John 4, 34. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Amen. Let's bow down our heads again. Lord, we've read your word. Oh, how sweet every word of yours is. But Lord, we know that the power behind every word is life. Eternal life. Lord, we seek that living bread this afternoon from you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, as I was saying, in the morning, we heard that our Lord has given us what? Authority and power. Praise the Lord. And now he's continuing to tell us again that he has given us a ministry of reconciliation. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, looking at our second reading, where Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Now, this word of meat here, meat, you will see that later Christ once again referred to that same word meat again. That was when he had fed the 5,000 people and they were filled. The following morning, oh my, they were looking for Jesus. Praise the Lord. They were looking for him. And those, you could know that there were more than 5,000 this time. Because those who went, they took some of the food home. And maybe gave it to Brother Gideon and said, I will go today also. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so they were really a great multitude. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Going to look for Jesus. And when they went, they couldn't find him, but they... Someone said, hey, I saw the disciples took boat. See, Jesus had escaped from them. That's what the prophet said. I saw the disciples took boat from Tiberias and they were going towards Capernaum. Oh, my brother, it's not a small journey. Oh, yes. It's not a small journey. I always say that when we went to Israel, we had opportunity to go over the Sea of Galilee, but just a short distance. But we could see Capernaum far away. So from Tiberias to Capernaum is not a small journey. But because of what? Physical food. Oh, they took boat, chasing, went. And they went first to a place they couldn't find him before. They just chased and got Jesus. I said, Rabbi, we've been looking for you. Oh, this day we've been looking for you. He said, hey, look, listen, verily, verily, I see unto you. Amen. You are seeking me not because of the miracles that was made, but because of the food you ate and you were filled. That's why you are looking for me. But I want to tell you, labor not for the meat. You see, he mentioned the meat again here. Labor not for the meat that perisheth, but that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Labor for that one. Praise the Lord. So here we see Jesus was telling the disciples when we will come to that place. Jesus was telling the disciples that my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Praise the Lord. And to finish it. Praise God. So, looking at our first reading, he said, all things are of God. Yes, because he created the universe. And not all things, but what we heard in the morning, all powers belongs to him. The omnipotent God. Praise the Lord. All powers belongs to him. Now, he says, let's read it, give it to us, 2 Corinthians 5:18 there. Said, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ? So something is going on. Something is going on. God is reconciling the world. Oh, the world was his. The way how he taught it, not what the way how he has found it, but he wants to bring his children back unto him. Amen. So he said, God, all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given to us, you and me, he has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's given us power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Over all powers of the enemy. And he had given us the ministry also, the ministry of reconciliation. Praise the Lord. And how did he do it? The scripture says God was in Christ. How did he do it? Said God was in Christ doing the reconciling. Amen. Do we have a scripture that says that God truly was in Christ? Let's turn to Timothy, 1 Timothy 3:16. You know the scripture already, but let's read it. To prove that truly God was in Jesus. Amen. He said, and without controversy, my brother, there is no controversy in this. We believe that. Amen. That great is the mystery of what? Godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. God was manifest in the flesh. God was in Christ. Amen. Justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received unto glory. Amen. So, God was in Christ reconciling the world. Amen. And we know that he was what? The express image. Christ was the express image of God because no one has seen God before. Amen. Now, my brother, let's look at the reconciling the world unto himself. Let's watch closely something here. He said that this reconciling, this ministry of reconciling, he says, not imputing their trespasses upon them. My brother, let's watch this. Not imputing their trespasses upon them. And that word impute, if you look at it, the Latin meaning, you get the real meaning. Amen. It comes from the Latin word imputare. Praise the Lord. Imputare. And imputare means, to enter into account. Praise the Lord. Imputare means to enter into account. Praise the Lord. And so when he said not imputing, that means non imputando. Praise the Lord. Non imputando la loro trasgressione. Amen. Not imputing their what? Their trespasses unto them. Amen. The ministry of what? Reconciliation. So we could see that. Or maybe you ask, so Brother Maxwell, that means we shouldn't talk about the sins of the people. No. Not the matter that we are talking about. Jesus went about reconciling. We are going to see how he was going by way of what? Reconciling. This reconciling, you see, my brother, my sister, one thing is that we should not judge anyone. Amen. Don't judge anyone. Judgment is in the hands of God. Amen. Judgment is in his hands. So don't judge anyone. So when we go out, see, the ministry has been given to us now, my brother. So when we go, the ministry is reconciling the world unto Christ, unto God. And we don't go about what? Judging people. That's what he wants to tell you. Amen. Because judgment day is already reserved. And it's for the Lord. Amen. Our ministry given to us. Just go take the word. Preach the word unto the people. Amen. But now that you are seated here, you seated here that have been reconciled. Amen. When we see sin, we will tell you sin. Amen. You get it. Praise the Lord. And so you could see that when even Jesus was on the cross, when he was on the cross, look at the way how he was being tormented.
He had all the powers to condemn all those people. But what did he say? Word of reconciling. He produced what? The word of reconciliation. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. You see, it was not time for judgment. Praise the Lord. Himself never condemned. And so now he said he has given us this ministry. Amen. Let's read something from the prophet here. The message book, we will see Jesus preaching Santa Maria, 1962, paragraph 38. It said, now God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Now we all believe that God was in Christ. He expressed what God was. And he was the express image of God. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Now, there is only three races. As the other day, Brother Eli is preaching on what? The manifestation of the Son of Man. And we are dealing with what? The ministry of reconciling. Praise the Lord. So he said there are only three races of people in the world. The prophet said, let them say whatever they want to. There are three races. Amen. Amen. Emphatically, he said it. So let anyone say whatever you want to say. There are three races. From what? Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know these three people. They were the sons of Noah. God had already what? The first world gone. So the people that came were in the ark. So the three races from Ham, Shem, and Japheth people, because that sprung from Noah, from the ark. Amen. So, out of these three races, we have the Jews, we have the Samaritans, and we have what? The Gentiles. Praise the Lord. The Jews, the Samaritans, and the Gentiles. Three races. Praise God. That's all. That's what the prophet is emphatically, that's what he's saying. Amen. So, the work. The work of Jesus, that he said he got to finish that work. His meat is to do the will of him that sent him and to finish his work. Though always it is being said that Jesus came to his own, but he was aware of the work that he needs to what, accomplish. Praise God. So Jesus had to what? Touch every race. He had to get a contact with all these three races. That is the work, the reconciling. Amen. So we go back to John. Let's stay at John. We will get all this from the from John. I may not finish. I will continue on the morning manner. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you want the continuation, you have to go to the morning manner. If I don't finish. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let's take the first one, his contact with the Jew. So we shall listen to John 3, 1 to 17. That's we call on Nicodemus. Praise the Lord. So let's quickly run fast. There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. That same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know. Oh my, these Pharisees. Said, we know. What kind of a hypocrisy is this? You know that this man is from God, and then why? Oh, praise the Lord. He said, we know that thou art a teacher from God.
He's calling me a teacher, but he's more than a teacher. Amen.
Thou art a teacher from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. My, what a statement. Praise the Lord. Then Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's emphatic. Verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. Amen. Because we need to run. We have been hearing this all the time. How we mean by what? Being born again. Really have treated this extensively. Amen. How it means by what? Being born again. So now he's with the other Jew, the first race. Then Nicodemus. Oh, I could see that he was really. He said, Nicodemus says, now, can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? Well, you could see that the man was really worried. He was looking for salvation. And Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now, Nicodemus was lost. He said, how can these things be? You could see that he was really desperate. How could this thing be? How could this thing be? And Jesus asked, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Then he's going to break something to him. Amen. He's going to break something to him. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now he's coming, and that whosoever, amen, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Now he's opened up to Nicodemus, that if you believe on him that had been sent, you have eternal life. Praise the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now everything is being opened to him. Praise the Lord. Now listen. Listen. Said, for God sent not his Son unto the world to condemn the world. Amen. Amen. He was sent to do what? To reconcile the world. Oh, praise the Lord. Not to condemn. That's why, my brother, my sister, this ministry of reconciliation has been given to us. My brother, don't go about condemning people. Amen. As you take the cross, don't condemn anyone. Because he was sent to what? He said he was sent to the world not to condemn the world. That's why being on the cross, he never condemned all those people. Because the time has not yet come. Amen. But that the world through him must be saved. The world through him must be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. So that is the work. I had to jump quickly. So he has what? Had a contact with the first race, the Jews. Had laid what? The path for what? For salvation. Amen. And you know, when Nicodemus left there, my brother, my sister, he was what? He was changed. Praise the Lord. He caught the revelation. He caught the revelation. You follow Nicodemus throughout, you could see that even on when Jesus died on the cross, he was the one, amen, who seeked for his burial and everything with Joseph Arimathea. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From there, when he went and sat among the Pharisees, oh, my brother, when he opened his mouth, is what? It's always grace. When he opened his mouth, it was always grace. Say, hey, Nico, have you also become one of their disciples? Oh, amen. See, when you have received, believed on him, your language changes. Your character changes. Everything of you changes. So now we finish with the Jews. Let's go to the Samaritans. It's still John 4. We are still on John. Let's go to 4. John 4. Amen. Please give me the map. Yeah. This is the Israel at the time of Jesus. Amen. So we could see, because we are going to go to this this town. Huh? That's where we are going. Praise the Lord. So John 4. He said, Jesus left Judea. Oh, let's get it. Jesus left Judea. This is Judea. Jesus left Judea. And he was to go to Galilee. But he just diverted his course and came here because he's continuing with his ministry. Praise the Lord. So, let's go to John. Give us John quickly. John 1. Okay, let me open my own here. John 4. Oh. Please forgive me. John 4, 1. Yes, yeah. Okay, let's start from verse 3. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must need to go through Samaria. Amen. He must need to go through what? Samaria. And then cometh he into a city of Samaria, which was called Sychar, near to the parcel of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being worried in his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Let's watch that. The sixth hour. Praise the Lord. You know, the Jewish, they have their time different. They have 12 hours for the day and 12 hours for the night. And yes, is that the day starts with what? The rising of the sun. And so they make 6 o'clock. Our own 6 o'clock in the morning is the first hour for the Jews. Amen. 6 o'clock in the morning is the first hour for the Jews. So the sixth hour, about the sixth hour, that means about 12 o'clock. So you see that the prophet, let's just read something here. So about verse, we are in verse 6, eh? Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Amen. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Amen. Let's listen to the prophet. Said, and so this woman, she couldn't come out with the rest of the women. See? Normally, in the morning, you had to go to fetch water. But this woman had to stay till the sixth hour. That means getting to 12, you see. Because she was marked. Everybody knew her. She was what? Marked. She can't associate with other women as long as she lives like that. So she couldn't come the same time with the virgins. You see, praise the Lord. So she makes sure that everybody has finished fetching water. Then she will quietly come to the well to fetch water. Amen. So, just as the prophet said, just as she started to let it down, she heard someone say, amen, give me to drink. Amen. So you do what? You tend to look at. And the prophet said, and she looked over against the wall, and there sat a kind of a middle-aged Jew. So when he turned to look at her, to look at him, the man said again, give me to drink. What do you expect? A cheeky answer. Amen. Because you Jews, you look down upon we Samaritans. Now you are asking me for water. Cheeky answer. Then she asked, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For you Jews have no dealings with we Samaritans. My. The prophet said, segregation. It was what? Counting on what? Segregation. Oh, I love the prophet. Now listen. And he let her, see, he Christ, let her know right quick. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are looking at what? The ministry of reconciliation. Praise the Lord. This is a cheeky answer. Why should you ask me for drink? You Jews, do you have any dealings with the Samaritans? Why do you ask me of drink? So the prophet said, he let her know right quick that there was no segregation with God. Amen. 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 And so he spoke to her and said, if thou, oh my, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. Amen. The prophet said, what was he doing now? He was contacting his spirit. Praise the Lord. We are looking at what ministry of reconciliation. He was contacting her spirit. He said, give me what? But he got a cheeky answer from the woman. But still, with that calm, said, if you know, the one who is asking you, give me to drink, you had rather asked him, and he would have given you water. Living water. Amen. Said the prophet said he was trying to what? To catch his spirit. To arrest his spirit. Amen. Because the prophet said, he got to contact her spirit. Oh, I hope you see it. And so when he talked to her, he was trying to what? He was trying to strike up a conversation. That's what the prophet said. He said, to carry a conversation. Praise the Lord. See? Though it was what? A cheeky answer. It was something that is very difficult to what? But he was trying to what? Catch her spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he was trying to create what? To strike up a conversation. And finally, they got talking about places of worship. You see? Now he has caught her spirit now. The woman is calming down. As we go along, you see how the woman was calming down now. Praise the Lord. So he said, the prophet said, and finally they got talking about places of worship and their different tribes and denominations and so forth. And he said, oh, the father seeks such to worship him in the spirit and truth. So finally, he found what her trouble were. But now, let us follow the conversation a little. Amen. Let's follow the conversation. Verse 10. Oh, yeah, we've read verse 10. So when Jesus said, if you know whom is asking you for drink, you would have asked him. He would have given you what? Living water. Then, definitely, he caught the woman. See? His spirit had been what? Had been caught. It has been arrested. So now, this man has spoken something quite, you cannot. So let's listen to what the woman said. She said, sir, now is what? Okay. Now he said, sir, my. See, now he is addressing him what? Sir. Before, not so. He said, why should you ask me drink? Praise the Lord. Now, through the cause, he has been able to catch a spirit. Now he said, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Are thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and cattle? Ah, then Jesus said, whosoever drinketh of this water, he shall thirst again. Amen. See, now the conversation has what? Calm down. The ministry of reconciliation. Praise the Lord. Had not. See, this woman had really problems. Yes. Look at even in the morning, maybe there's no water in the house. But she has to wait till the 6th hour before she can go to the well. And all lot of loads upon her heart. But one thing about this woman, oh, I love her. She had what? The seed of God in her. Amen. We will come to that. So, but whosoever drink of this water, verse what? We are in verse what? 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. My. Surely the woman stood for a while. Stood for a while. Then said, sir, give me this drink that I taste not. Oh, hallelujah. Neither come hither to draw. Oh, praise the Lord.
as the ministry of reconciliation, with words of reconciliation. He said, go and call thy husband and come hither. Amen. He said, I have no husband. You see it? Jesus knew everything about her. So Jesus said, thou hast said well, I have no husband. For thou hast what? 5 husbands. And he whom thou hast now is not your husband. And in that sayest what? Thou truly. You see it? Jesus didn't say, you are a patent liar. You have 5 men, you've lived with 5 men. Even the one in your house, even the short one. Ah, no. Praise the Lord. Never condemn her. Never accuse her. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just say, look, you are a liar. You are a liar. No. It's ministry of reconciliation. Praise the Lord. He said, yeah, you've spoken the truth. I know. You've had 5 of them, and even the one you are living with is not you. I know. My. You see? Non imputando le lei transgressioni. Oh, praise the Lord. Not entering into account this woman's what? Trespasses. Amen. He never entered into account. Amen. You remember one time? Oh, the Pharisees and the scribes, they brought a woman and said, as for this one, is what? On the act we saw her. Committed adultery. So what do you say? Moses' law says we should stone her. And Jesus said, didn't say anything at first. Jesus, we are talking to you. He said, what should we do? He said, any one of you that has never sinned before, cast the first stone. Then he was writing. Deacon David, you did this, you did that. Deacon Wilmore. He was writing them on the floor. Cast the first stone. Then Deacon David went. He saw all his secrets written there. He put the stone down. Off. He's gone. Amen. Wilmore went, he saw what he has done secretly. Put his stone down, went away. So when Wilmore came in, Braille asked him, what is he writing? Go and look at yourself. Amen. Go and look. Your name is there. Go and look at it. Amen. And so, when Jesus just raised up his head, he asked, woman, where are those thine accusers? Had no man condemned thee? The woman said, no, my Lord. No man. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Neither do I condemn thee. Amen. But go and sin no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're talking about ministry of reconciliation. Amen. And the words of reconciliation. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes. And so, let's come back to our woman on the well. So verse 19. After he told her all about her life, the woman said, "Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet." Amen. Now, look at what is coming out of the woman now. This woman, oh, she was really someone who loved God. He said, "Our fathers worshipped on the mountains, on these mountains. Our fathers were worshipping on these mountains. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." See, how could she go to Jerusalem? You people, segregation. All this, she wants something.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We were worshiping our mountains here. You people came and said, "No, it should be in Jerusalem." So how, what should we do? Then Jesus said, "Woman, believe me. The hour cometh." Oh, praise the Lord. "When ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father."
Amen.
Amen. "Because ye worship, ye know not what." We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. Now he's bringing the whole thing up. But, oh, yes, sir. But the hour cometh. And is now. Now. That the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Oh, praise the Lord. For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen to what the woman said. The woman knew. She knew it. He said, "I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he comes, he will tell us all things." Praise the Lord. He will tell us even. That's what Braille is on. So let me just leave that one. I'm talking about ministry, reconciliation. Amen. When he comes, he will tell us all these things. How you were able to know the men that I've lived with. Each one by his name. I don't know you, and you don't know me. But I know that the Messiah, when he comes, he will be doing all these things.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then Jesus said, "I that speak unto thee, I am he."
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh,
yes, sir. The prophet said she had a word of life there.
Amen.
She was stimulated.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Already, that oil is there.
Amen.
Amen. And now getting the word, she got what? Stimulated.
Amen.
It was like trying to put, that she started running towards the city. It was like trying to put out a house on fire on a windy day.
He
said, oh, there was something fanning it. The fire in the air now. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
I was telling the youth, the young brothers up there that there are two fires. One is hellfire and one is Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You see? Holy Ghost fire is what Moses saw.
Amen.
The bush burning,
amen,
but it's not being consumed.
Amen.
So if you have the Holy Ghost fire, my brother, you will not consume.
Amen.
You will not destroy.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why Elijah, when the fire came, destroyed it. I won't go out. That's not God. God is not in that fire. Fire that destroys. No. Amen. But if you have the Holy Ghost fire, burning, but it doesn't destroy. It doesn't talk evil of your brother. Oh, praise the Lord. So the first that something was fun in it. Yeah. You couldn't put that out. That was God's fire burning. Yes, sir. She had the word of life there. She was stimulated. It was trying to put out a house on fire on a windy day. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. So the woman left her pot and went her way into the city. Praise the Lord. Now, let's come down to verse 27. So he said, upon this came the disciples. The woman was still there. He has not yet left. When the disciples returned from the town with food and everything. Said, it was upon this time that these his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. You see, the Jews and the Samaritans, see, when the disciples came. But let's listen. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? That means for the woman. What seekest thou? And then, why talkest thou with her? That's for Jesus. These two questions, they never asked. Why, woman, what do you want? And then Jesus, why are you speaking to this woman? They just kept quiet. Amen. So the woman has gone now. And in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Amen. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Then comes our second reading. And Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, he has not yet finished his work. He has what? Had a contact with what? The Jew, the Samaritan, it has remained the Gentiles. And the Gentiles is about the Greeks. Amen. So you hear that one on the morning devotion. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so let's stand, musicians come. Let's give glory to the Lord.
Where are they today? They are on the feet of love. Oh, now we're ready. Let's go. 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 Let's wind that tries to lay me down. I say, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus brought me down. I'm gone, my sins are gone. They are underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. That can remove the promises from God. In the sea of God's forgetfulness and through the body, praise God. My sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day.
What you're saying, Brother Max.
Amen.
When the Bible says, commit all judgment to the Lord.
Yes.
Why? He's the only one who knows how to judge properly.
Amen.
Now, if judgment is left to you and I, there's spite, there's vengeance. You know, we remember what somebody, we want to inflict pain on somebody else. We want them to suffer. But when you give the judgment to the Lord, He's the only one who knows how to judge properly. Because even in judgment, the Lord wants someone to repent. He knows how to judge somebody in the best way to bring about a change in the life of the person. Look at the way Jesus judged that woman. To bring her to repentance. You and I wouldn't have judged her like that. We would have judged her very harshly. Wouldn't have done her any good. That's why the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Because He's the only one who's really qualified to judge properly. That's really a wonderful thing. Let's sing one more, Brother George.
Sweet Bible.
What else do you have, friend?
I believe a good report.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Stay out of court.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
a couple of announcements I forgot in the morning. I'm sorry to have forgotten them. But firstly, next Sunday we want to have a baptism service. We're so glad that Brother Saktis and Brother John, they're looking to be baptized. So may the Lord really bless them in that. So we'll do it in the afternoon. I think it's easier because we can then put the baptism pool at lunchtime, because there's not so many people come in the afternoon. So whoever's going to take the afternoon service, good homework, please prepare something for water baptism. Well, then we'll baptize the brothers, and also we'll put it on the forum if there's anybody else. I know there's a couple of other people praying about it as well. So it's a good opportunity. What a wonderful thing that it is. There's a lot of things that Jesus can write about you in the sand, like Brother Max was showing us.
Man.
But when you repent and you baptize in his name, he says, he wipes them all away. He says, your sins and your iniquities, I remember them no more. So that's the power of the blood. You know. So let's pray for those things. And also on Friday, we'll be going to Carlo. Please keep it in prayer. This Friday in Carlo coming. Let's ask Brother Scott if you'd come, please, to close for us in a word of prayer. As we bow our heads, thank you very much, Brother Max.
Amen.
That's a wonderful story. If anybody's watched The Chosen, if you watch those things, if you watch the one about the woman at the well, it's exactly like he was saying. Jesus starts telling her the names of her husbands that she's been with. It's very nice how they do it, you know. He knew all things indeed. Come, Brother Scotty.
Let's bow our heads. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are, Lord, at the end of a day, such a day like this. Lord, we're blessed in our souls. Father God, we can, Father, be joined, Lord, in thinking of how good and how pleasant it was when David said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Father, where you speak to us, Lord, you nourish our souls. Father, you strengthen us, Lord God, where we need strengthening. You correct us where we need correction. We appreciate it, Lord. We appreciate this day. Father, from the Sunday school, Lord, we appreciate the ministry, oh God. We appreciate, Lord, the song worship. We appreciate the fellowship of the saints. But mostly, Lord, we appreciate your word, Lord. Father, and we appreciate the ministry, Lord. Please, we ask you to continue to bless the saints. Father, who are faithful at their posts of duty, Lord, and Father, putting themselves aside, Lord, and allowing you to use them. Father, Lord God, as we see the gross darkness, Lord, in the day that we're living in, but, oh God, how to be reassured, Lord, through the preaching of your word. Father, Lord God, that, Lord, all we need, Father, is a Christ-centered life, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, you're the answer to all things, Lord, and how we pray and we ask you, Lord, that the words which were spoken this day, Lord, Father, let them be settled, let them be established in our hearts. Father, even at the beginning of a new week, Lord, let our meditations be upon thee, Father. Let this be, Lord God, Father, let us set, Lord God, the path, as it were, Lord, for our week lying ahead. That, Lord, we started the week with you, and let us be with you throughout it, O God. Father, that we don't know what tomorrow holds, but how thankful we are that we know you, the one who holds tomorrow. So, Lord, cement your word in our heart. Lord, be with us, Lord, even in our homes. Be with us, Father, in our closets, Lord, when we kneel down to pray and to seek your face and to meditate upon your word. Please continue to be faithful to us, O God. Lord, we pray, even, Father, announcement has been made for baptism. Our brothers, Lord, and those more that may be added. Father, won't this be a special week for them?
Amen.
That, Lord God, even when they enter the waters of baptism, you fill them with your spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Grant them grace, grant them mercy in the week ahead, O God. Father, Lord, we pray for, Lord, our future plans. A lot has been announced, Lord. Father, for the youth meetings, Father God, for the family meetings. All of it is in your hands, Lord. We as men, Lord God, would purpose and we'd do our best, Lord, to, Father, plan ahead. But, Lord, we know you're the one, Lord God, that gives it the okay.
Yes.
So we commit all these things to you, Lord. Heavenly Father, even now as we depart, Lord, and go to our homes, Father, you brought us in safely. Please take us home safely as well, Lord. Father, be with us, Lord, in all that we'll say, all that we'll do. Help those that are sick, Lord. Protect us, O God, those that, Father, Lord God, may be concerned, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the word today. Lord, to encourage, Lord. Father, to give the put the believer in his rightful positioning in Christ. To know, Lord, that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Father, let this be opportunity, Father, that, Lord God, we can manifest your name. We can manifest your grace, Lord, to our families, our workmates, those, Lord God, that may be in fear, oh God. Be merciful to us is our prayer. And Lord, if there's a tomorrow, we look forward to that, Lord, and be with us, Lord. Father, restore strength and virtue to those who have given so much so faithfully on this day. Bless each one is our prayer. Father, continue to bless, Lord, even the parents who are conscious of bringing the young children into Sunday school, oh God, to build those foundations. Even we see the likes of Johnny, Brother Satis, for them to be where they are, Lord. They pass through the hands of the Sunday school, Lord. How we appreciate those things, Lord. Bless the parents is our heart's desire, Lord. Father, we pray, we commit all these things to you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen.
Let's dismiss with one we haven't sung for. Let's sing. Every time he comes, something good happens. God bless you, saints. God bless you this week.
Every time he comes, something good happens. Every time he comes, something good happens.
Every time.